pen and a piece of paper?
I can get some
paper and some. I just need you to write down a list of stuff, astral body. And most disease, a lot of symptoms, a lot of just malaise is a lack of emotional flow and how the emotional body impacts on everything. And pain, etc. is, you know, part of it. And I'm not just talking to one of you, I'm talking to all of you, of course. But some of you are emotionally more damaged than others. But anyway, so flow is the key thing. So the first thing we'll do is a river meditation. And some of you have done this with me before. And we're going to interact mental concepts with your emotional body.
Do we write this down?
No. I'll give you the theory first.
Okay, sorry.
So you're basically going to visualise you're on a raft, on a river. I'll talk you through it. The river represents the flow of your life and the flow of your emotions. Mm. And generally speaking, negative emotions don't flow. Mm. That's why they're negative. They're stuck in something. And therefore, because they use up momentum, the river in someone with negative emotions is usually either very sparse flow, sluggish, stagnant flow, like a stagnant river, and or very, you know, weak flow, like a spring, hardly much flow, I mean. And you know, you almost can see like the riverbed, it's dried out or something. Something like that. So you want more volume of flow, more water, and more graceful flow. Or the other thing you often find is blocks to the flow. You see in your visual imagery boulders and rocks in the way of the river. So the raft represents your physical body and your physical life. Okay, you're on the raft, you represent the soul, your higher self. So we're doing an emotional body, Caddy, just to remind you, we're doing a river meditation where you're in a raft on a river. The river represents your emotional body in your life, and the raft represents your physical body. Then you look on the shore, and on the shoreline, you will. There are opportunities for new mental constructs, new belief systems, new ideas, new perspectives. What we're going to imagine is that the mind, and therefore thoughts. Thoughts are structures which define your flow in life, define your life itself, because energy follows thought. So for example, you may not be flowing in a certain area of your life because you've got a limited belief system that might be unworthiness or underconfidence, or you know, or that you are unloved, or that you've been broken-hearted, or no, that you don't have enough grace, you know, some limiting belief system. So what you do now in this meditation is you go up to 10 belief systems, new ideas, new thoughts that will improve your life, positive thoughts. You put them into a structure or an image, something that symbolizes that new thought form, and you see that on the shoreline. So then you grab it. For example, you might think a new, thought form in your life might be that you are worthy of a promotion. You know, you are respected at work for what you do, whereas you felt that you weren't. So then you might see a structure of you, you know, building a skyscraper or a skyscraper structure. Something representing the heights of achievement. You know, you can create any symbol you like. You don't have to worry about it, it'll come. Then you just grab that symbol and put it on your raft, and it integrates with the raft, and it will change the flow of your river. On this piece of paper, therefore, write down up to somewhere ideally over four, between 4 and 10, mental concepts or belief systems that you would like to have on your shoreline. Because then, if you don't write it down, you don't really...
Things that you want or things that you don't want?
Things that you want. Positive thoughts that you want. I don't mean things materially you want. I'm talking about mind things.
Can we write more than 10?
You can, but we've only got 1 hour.
Okay.
We've got to do other things in that time. I mean, I might come around and check, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I can read Hebrew.
Yeah?
No.
Okay, well,
what's one of
them? The love to the
what, the aliens?
No.
believe
in the past in God.
Yes.
And success.
That's it, good, yeah. You're already successful, have you?
Not yet. Yeah, okay.
What are you?
My river.
No, it's the concepts you're writing down.
So, these are just like the top emotions that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, the negative you want to know. So, you want to say, you want the opposite, the positive of that, won't you?
Okay.
Which is what? Love, mother, and mom.
Yeah.
So, write down the positive, because you want to grab the positive. You don't want to grab a negative belief system, do you?
Okay.
Yeah. Don't want to make your life more stuck. Perfect. Now you'll be surprised. The more specific you are, it can be vague or specific. You'll get. Having unity with that person. Yeah, good. Yeah. One word concepts. That's nice, or that's perfect.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I mean. Yeah, you're getting to your tent quite well. Yeah.
I was doing symbols.
Yeah, you might see those symbols, you might see other things, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Give you another minute. Well, it depends on different things. It could be courage. It could be
balance,
serenity,
balance.
Poise.
Harmony.
What's the last one?
Poise, centeredness.
The last one you said?
Harmony.
Sorry?
There's a lovely affirmation, balance and harmony, I have more power.
Yeah. Because one of the things that we're integrating here, I'll carry on with the theory, is you're, in a way, you're merging your physical life, your physical body with your emotional body and with your mental body and your spiritual body. You're doing all bodies, merging at the same time through the whole technique, because your physical body, the raft, will change by the end of the technique. The emotional body is taking on more flow. The emotional body merges better with the mental body. They work in harmony and cooperation better, because often they don't. And the spiritual body is giving you a higher perspective of things. Okay, so let's start. And you can make it as visual as you like or just think it. So start by just being in a bubble of light completely surrounding you. Sense now, this bubble of light has always been with you ever since you were born. Try to make your bubble of light luminous, glowing, as if it's glowing or shining from within. You are radiating light from your heart like a star. You are the center of your universe. So have the intention or realization that you attract as well as repel situations and energies to you. You are the center of your world. So in this technique, imagine now you're looking towards a river ahead of you, as if you've just arrived. Maybe you've been on holiday and you see a nice enticing river. And you notice moored to the river on the shore is a raft which has been waiting for you, or some kind of boat. That boat or raft represents your physical body. So get onto that boat. It really feels as if you're at home with that boat. You've been living in there. You're happy living on your boat. And straight away the boat detaches from its moorings and flows down the river. So spend the next short while just looking around your boat and sensing the flow on your river, which represents the flow of your life. Sense now that to increase the flow, you're going to now use a technique of incorporating new mental concepts. So notice now, looking on the shore as you pass it, a series of thought forms in structures are visible, and you can call up the first mental concept that you'd written down, or one of them in your list. It doesn't have to be in the order that you wrote them down. Ask for that mental thought form to appear on the shore in some kind of symbolic form. When it does, take it and put it on your raft. putting in those concepts, seeing them on the shore, and putting each thought form onto your raft. To see that the raft is changing, as if your physical body is having to accommodate and stretch to receive new heightened emotional and spiritual energy. And as the raft changes, its ability to flow improves. Eventually the river is approaching a sea. As it empties into that sea, imagine that sea represents the vast possibilities now open to you. Imagine or challenge, invite yourself to anchor now not into a firm reality, but into the unknown. As if you're sending an anchor from your ship, not into the water below you, but into the spiritual air above you. may not have, I might not have given you enough time to go through your whole list, but at least you know how to carry on. Any feedback?
Well, it was amazing how when it first started, my boat just didn't want to go. There was all rocks at the bottom. And then I just put the first thing in and just went. It was amazing.
Yeah. I think for most of you, your whole boat was being updated. So, and it's an ongoing thing, isn't it?
Started, the boat was running, or like the rivers was running so fast, it was like time, I couldn't catch up, it was like time was just going. And then the first thing I was putting on was balance, and I had some scales, and it just made it all quite calm.
Yeah.
And then slowly things were adding on. It was just really.
Yeah.
It was lovely. It was great.
What, that nearly ties to the next one. Which, I mean, you're quite familiar with the grounding of the astral body into the kidneys. So some of you know that quite well now, that the kidneys and the adrenals are part of your base chakra energy. So the astral body is the higher form of the emotional body. You've heard of astral body, it's the body of emotions, sensations, desires. So it grounds into the kidneys. Now from there, your emotional astral body can flow anywhere else within your body. So it's like that's the initial entry point, and then it spreads. So in this meditation, we're going to visualize your emotional energy in your kidneys, and by kidneys I always mean adrenals, and that energy should be nicely balanced, grounded, stable, secure and courageous. You know, like you can do anything and you feel, you know, stable on earth. A lot of people have like a cramp of fear or something there. Fear goes to the kidneys often. Now once that energy is there, then whatever energy is there, then make it flow from there into the other organs. And these specific, we'll use the Chinese medical pairings. So the kidney astral energy, say, particularly goes, we'll say, to the liver, spleen, lungs and heart, and nervous system, reproductive system. So the emotional energy from the kidneys, let's say going into the reproductive system, so imagine it literally flowing into your reproductive organs. As it does so, something will happen. For example, it might switch on new creativity, and heal something there, or, you know, and then imagine the emotional energy flowing into your liver. Might go in this order, might not. As it goes into your liver, something new will happen in your liver. And then into your spleen. And then into your... I won't actually tell you what exactly happens. It kind of, you'll feel something. Then the emotional energy flowing from your kidneys into your lungs. Then your heart. Then your nervous system. And each way you're building a bridge. So, and if you can remember, try and remember what each organ, with that new kidney flow, what each organ does. You might imagine it as colours as well, each organ changes colour. Okay, so, firstly, imagine that there are like copper wires or copper rods, conductors running down your legs, and that copper energy is running through your feet into the earth. This is like a grounding cord with copper, just as copper rods are used to earth an electrical installation. So imagine particularly that there is electrical energy in your kidneys, somewhere low down in your pelvis. And that electrical energy is emotional energy and is grounded through the copper into the earth. If that is easy to imagine. You can sense that the emotions in your kidneys therefore are stable, grounded and abundant. Abundant with courage. With the ability to manifest at a material level. Perhaps though you notice that the emotional electrical energy in your kidneys is exhausted, or is there some kind of fear or shock? So spend the next few moments asking Mother Earth, through the copper connection, to heal the electrical and emotional energy in your kidneys. As if you're creating an electrical circuit. Then imagine emotional energy building up in your kidneys is ready to burst out and flow like a bridge, flow into another organ, helping the kidneys balance that organ. So send that emotional energy first into your reproductive organs from your kidneys. Imagine new areas of your reproductive organs you are entering for the first time, as if you've not been in them. New sensations, as if you're waking up new creativity. Try to imagine that emotional energy in your kidneys now flowing into and around your spleen, which is just under the left rib cage, the left upper part of your abdomen. Your spleen tends to hold worry, the negative emotional worry. So as the emotional energy flows from your kidneys, imagine it is cleansing your spleen, pushing out the worry, making it all quiet so you don't have to worry. You can simply trust in the now. emotional energy flows into your heart from your kidneys, creating a new loop between your kidneys and heart. Your kidneys into your spleen, into your liver, as it flows into the liver. You may imagine in the liver there's lots of rooms, compartments, partition segments, as if the emotional energy now is opening up all the little compartments in your liver, so your liver can work to its fullest capability. Sense in particular that emotional energy from your kidneys into your liver is activating a new detoxing in your liver, clearing out old stuff. Energy from kidneys to your lungs, particularly sensing your breath expands now, so if you can take a deeper in and out breath, not necessarily physically but energetically, more energy in each breath. Energy from kidneys flow to your brain and spinal cord. Imagining it activates a new level of brain functioning, new heightened electrical signals. Almost as if your brain is like a satellite dish, picking up higher emotional energies now, receiving them, and they can be grounded by the kidneys. into your heart as you come out. Any feedback there?
My lungs felt heavy.
Felt heavy? Yeah. Well, which of course, you know, all these organs you feel in different ways, but that's typical of the lungs. Heavy, you know, people say heavy-hearted, but also heavy, they breathe heavily, they sigh, they yawn, and the lungs at the base fill up with emotional sadness. So, any other feedback?
Yeah, I've had some bad news yesterday about a 27-year-old, God, my godson, 27, who died, and I still don't know why he died.
Probably overdosed.
He was very troubled.
Mm.
And that kept coming up, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's all right. It's
sort of been on my mind all day, so it's sort of, not really gone.
Well, you obviously have to first understand what happened before you can really let anything transform.
Well, it's indicated. I mean, he was...
Yeah.
I saw him on Facebook 2 weeks ago and he was fine, but something's... He was a troubled boy. We always think, we could have done something. His mother is my sister-in-law, and she's known her since 17, a young boy.
Mm.
But he was gay, and his father never accepted it, and so that was a big... Sorry to bring that up, but it's just,
it's just sort of come up
with me.
Yeah. Well, I think what you need to do is obviously talk it through with your family and your friends and the parents a lot more, because it seems to me, because often what happens is, his soul is in shock as well. So he'll need help, but initially he needs to come to terms with it. But to come to terms with it, you have to also come to terms with it.
I mean, nobody's...
No one knows why.
I spoke to his brother and nobody seems to know why. They haven't done a death certificate or autopsy. That's the worst. I mean, we're all surmising what it is. But
I mean, it's not an easy thing to simply say and I accept and all that. But, there is a point... that there is a point which everyone reaches as the end of the incarnation. And over the next thousands of years, more and more humans will die earlier because that's the end of their incarnation. Incarnations will get shorter for many souls. It's not an easy thing to say why, but it's often because if you're not on your path, you haven't got time to waste, you see. Think of how many people spend their whole lifetime just dealing with some incarnation problem, like some childhood abuse or grief or shock in childhood or just a bad way of being born and not being really fully here. And then they spend the rest of their life trying to sort it out and being stuck. Well, we can't spend time like that anymore in incarnations. If you're not on your path, an enlightened path, a path where spirit is flowing through you from an earlier age, then spirit will recall that life. It's more efficient to then incarnate and get on with things earlier. Do you see what I mean?
Mm.
And there'll be more and more people dying at ages like 27 or their teens and so on, and people won't know why, and it's because they weren't on their path, basically.
I think that's very true with him. Yeah.
But the good news is that the soul, when it incarnates again, knows how to get on the path, because every dead end you hit, you know not to go down that dead end in the next life. Mm. All right, shall we do the next one, which might have to involve pairing. I'd have to decide. I mean, basically, this one is because we're no longer just a closed unit or circuit where it's just your personal stuff. You know, more and more there's, and this is part of it, social media is one part of it, you're kind of merging your energies with so many more at a collective group level. It's a Aquarian age. One of the other principles is higher spiritual beings are, you know, there's more and more higher beings at rate of knots who are ready to blend their energies with yours to show you new perspectives, new flow. They're part of your higher self, really. And a useful technique is to merge your energy field with a higher being. It's deeper than channeling. Channeling, you're kind of, they're coming in, the guides, but it's like, so you can often see the affinity in your life between you and someone else at a mythic level or archetypal level or a story of this or that god or hero. And so then it's useful to ask to merge with that hero in, like, mythology is great, and that will update your life. So that's the second technique. The first one, though, is will get you to merge. Doesn't matter if you're not Christian or you are, you know, but we'll ask to merge your energy field with the life story, the biography of Christ, and your subtle bodies with the subtle bodies of Jesus Christ. And that will give you a yardstick of, you know, of a standard, a gold standard, as it were. You know, because then you're walking around like Jesus Christ did, you see. I've run out of wine today. Just get some tap water. No, you'll be doing stuff, you know, inwardly. And after we've done that one, then I want you in pairs, you see, to, because then it's easier for me to get around, is I want you to work out a higher being who might emulate some issue, and then you're going to call that being down in pairings. And maybe someone asked me, you know, I'll come around and guide you. For example, have you ever felt like you're doing the same thing over and over again? This is one I came across recently. You know, like you're repeating yourself. Mm-hmm. And you think you're hitting a brick wall, and why can't you get past this issue? And it's exhausting. So what better person, but like Groundhog Day, to call from Greek mythology than Sisyphus? S-I-S-Y-P-H-U-S, who in Greek mythology was the Titan. They're not quite humans, they're kind of semi-godlike. He was cursed by the gods to roll a boulder up the hill, and when he got to the top, it would roll back down, and they'd have to roll it back up, and he did that forever. And can you imagine his mental state? I've got to get this up there. This time I'm going to get it over the edge. Oh no, damn, it's rolled down again. And he, you know, he's stuck with it. So what's he got it? So when you merge your energy with Sisyphus, something in your life which is repeating itself like that will be updated by his energy. You'll be shown something. I'll tell you what you'll be shown is, you'll be shown that each time you do it, you've got to be joyful. You've got to be happy as if that's the only time you're in the now. This is the perfect energy of challenging you to be in the now, because you can't focus on the stone beforehand or the one afterwards. It's the only way to be happy. So, do you see what I mean? So I'll give you a higher being that will emulate the problem. So in your pairs, I want you to share what issue you think you need energy for. But we'll start with merging with the energy of Jesus Christ. So again, in your body of light. But this time, just straight away take your focus into your heart. And in your heart, put an image of a golden cross made of solid gold. And then that gold melts or opens up in the middle and outbursts a beautiful large rose. Maybe a red rose. And as that rose flowers unfolds, filling your body, you recognize the higher codes, the Christ codes coming in. So now ask to merge your life story and your energy field with Jesus Christ, the Ascended Master. Try to overcome any blocks to merging, such as thinking you're not worthy. Affirm you are worthy now. You've cleared enough karma. Sense one of the important things the energy of Jesus Christ is bringing into your heart is scales, a balancing scales, as if you can now weigh up the right and the wrong of everything. You have within you your own ability to know the truth. Imagine those Christ codes are spreading from your heart into the whole of your body, but particularly down into your belly and then down into your legs. Finish that technique by imagining that golden cross again, but this time you are carrying it like you would carry a staff or on your back. That represents that you are taking full responsibility for everything in your life. Yeah, okay, so we can do quick pairings then. and just share in your pair, if you can, some issue or area, and then I'll come around and quickly tell me, and I'll tell you the spiritual being that the other person projects to you while you also meditate and then swap over. So.
Very mundane.
Mundane is great. You're transforming your physical life.
Okay.
Mita doesn't need any help.
Mita,
no. Mita, you should go around and help them. Okay. I'll do all the work again. Well, I already know you, so what are you going to focus a caddy on? What area do you want?